And we are now live.
Everyone, welcome to the LTD contract committee meeting. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2022, and we're going to call a meeting to order. I'm going to do a quick roll call and we'll just jump right in. Michelle Weber.
Here.
Susan Cox. Joining us now. And Emily, I'm here. So we'll give Susan just a moment and then we'll dive into our first. Well, let's see, I don't have any comments currently. There's nothing pending or on the radar for that agenda item. I don't think we have any items for action, and I think we're just going to be able to jump right into our contract. Let me pause for just a moment, and Susan, can you just verify your attendance is present?
Present.
Thank you. All right, and I'm sorry, I don't know who the presenter is for this first contract, so let me just jump over to my agenda.
We have Latoya, and I apologize for the delay. Zoom is freezing just a little bit. She is processing over.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Camille, for your help on that. Welcome, Latoya. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to let you just take it away whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Latoya Lewis. I am a project manager in IT, and I am here today to request authorization to execute a new contract with MOVEit to satisfy the need for a multimodal trip planner. To give you background on the project, it is a multi-agency initiative with the City of Eugene and the University of Oregon. The goal of the project is to deploy a mobile phone application that will make it easier for travelers to plan trips around the city using a combination of modes of transportation. For example, someone might want to take transit part of the way and then reserve a bike, or they might walk and then take a scooter, or they may drive, park their car, and then use transit for the rest of their journey. So deployment of this mobile application will simplify trip planning across these options by allowing travelers to use one application to plan their trip instead of using a single application for each mode of travel. And leveraging this technology may also help with the first mile, last mile problem. So helping travelers to get to public transit stops. In addition, the project aims to influence personal travel habits that lead to increased use of shared ride transportation services. So this behavior change may result in decreased use of single occupancy vehicle and the corresponding decrease in CO2 emissions. So the hope is that by making multimodal travel more convenient, that the project will provide value to the community while furthering LTD's equity and sustainability goals. So the project aligns with the strategic areas of sustainability, community value, and customer service. So we worked closely with the procurement team to develop and submit the RFP solicitation. It was active for approximately 4 weeks. We received 4 proposals, of which 3 vendors were shortlisted. After viewing the presentations from the 3 shortlisted vendors, the evaluation committee, which was comprised of LTD staff and project team members from the partnering agencies, we identified MOVEit as the most responsive and the highest scored vendor. So the contract is valued at $275,000 for year one, with an additional year two cost of $250,000 for ongoing support, for a total of $525,000. The project has received STIF grant funding in the amount of $600,000, and we are expected to receive an additional $600,000 in congressional funding through the fiscal year 22 appropriations bill. So the total ask for today is $525,000. And so we believe the project can really provide the most benefit to the community at large if it can be implemented in time for the World Athletics Championship in July. So should you opt out of approving this contract, here are the alternatives. So option one would be to deny approval of the new contracts and request the team to resolicit. So this would result in not being able to provide visitors with a mobile application that can assist them in navigating around the city during the World Athletics Championship. And then option two would be to simply continue using the disparate mobile applications to plan travel independent of one another. And so this concludes my presentation today. Do you have any questions?
Michelle, you're unmuted. Do you have anything that you want to ask?
Yeah, just a little clarifying question. So the difference from year one to year two is only $25,000. So can you just kind of talk me through that difference?
So the year one cost includes implementation of the software. And then year two is mostly around support costs.
Okay. Just seems like a really small number. So I didn't know if there was something else in that that might be, you know, something we would want to understand. And so we have $600,000 in STIF funding. So there's a $75,000 difference in what you're requesting, and that's STIF funding. So does that funding, is that reallocated to another project, or what are we looking at with that $75,000?
Well, that $600,000 also covers staff time for project management.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Questions, Michelle? Susan, did you want to ask anything? I just had a couple of questions, and I'm going to shamelessly plug this project because I'm super excited about it. It's been one of my topics that I keep hoping is going to happen for LTD because it's such a wonderful service to travel to other communities who have something like this already in place. So I'm excited to get to see this contract coming before us. My question was, I didn't see rideshare as part of this conversation. I know other communities have integrated that into their program. Is that a possibility soon or later or not at all?
Yes, that is also an option that could be included in the project as well. Yes.
Is that something that we're opting into or out of at this time, or did it just not get put on the list of, on the bullet point list?
No, it actually will be included in our first phase of our project.
Very exciting. And then I also wondered if there was an opportunity for updates or edits to the platform going forward, just in case there were changes to routes or kind of what that, is that all included if there are adjustments over time?
Yes. So we actually have a phase two for this project, which is where we will be implementing a mobile wallet. So it will allow the payment for all of the different types of transportation. So we plan on getting our base functionality included, hopefully before the games in July, and then continuing to implement more functionality after that.
That's awesome. And just for this committee, before we send it to the board, are there any potential issues that you see, concerns or things that are kind of on the radar that might be just something that might be important to keep in mind? Restrictions or just trouble barriers that might come up along the way?
None that seems significant at this point. I think our evaluation committee has representation from lots of different organizations and backgrounds and expertise. And so I think we did a really good job at vetting this vendor.
Great. Thank you so much. Michelle, Susan, one more opportunity to ask questions or make comments. Okay. Well, I will entertain a motion.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
I move to forward contract number 2022-10 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
I'll second.
And any discussion before we vote? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Michelle, how do you vote?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Emily, enthusiastically, yes. The motion passes and we'll send that over to the Board of Directors for their review and approval, hopefully. Let's see, I wanted to just double check. Thank you, LaToya. Great presentation and really exciting opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for joining us. All right, and next agenda item is just items for action or information at a future meeting. Is there anything that you all feel like we should discussed today or potentially requested a board meeting?
Nothing from me.
Okay, sounds good, you guys. Then we're going to get really close to the end of our agenda here quickly. Anything else anybody wants to share? Exciting? Not exciting? Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and give you the rest of your evening back, and we're going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Cleveland's got her hand up.
Sorry. Go ahead, please.
No worries. Thank you for a moment. I wanted to just kind of share with everyone, intra-departmentally, we've done some reorganization within business services. So Wendy's title has been changed to business services manager, and she now has oversight over all of the divisions within business services. And Sarah Brightman has been promoted to our senior contracting officer. So I wanted to share that with you. If you've noticed in the last year, I've kind of been in the background as Wendy has been up, and she's been the primary person, your primary point person on this committee. And that's been a part of her professional development. And of course, she's a rock star, so she's done very well. So Wendy, you'll notice that Wendy will move a little more to the background, and you'll see Sarah coming forward in that, continuing to do her professional development. We have the opportunity within our department. We had a person to leave. And so we just did some reassessment and rejiggering of roles and responsibilities within our team. And we felt that Wendy, with all of the talent, she's got 20 years experience in purchasing and in management, that we would utilize her at this higher level and also take advantage of Sarah's great and long history in procurement to give her this opportunity to grow. So just wanted to share that with you, and so that you don't think, what is going on? We're not playing musical chairs. It's very intentional in terms of our internal succession planning. And then also just to share with you, you'll see some items on the agenda for contract committee as we move forward. And this has been sort of spurred by conversations that have taken place with the strategic planning committee. There are questions about the purpose of that committee and what are they supposed to do. I thought that we would come back, particularly since we have the two new members, Susan and Michelle, just to talk about our policies and procedures where procurement is concerned, to talk with you through the designated authority, why we even have this committee and what the role is, that listing of contracts that we have in the board packet each month, what is the purpose of that, why that's there. So you'll see we'll take a few moments. So as opposed to 10-minute meetings, it might be 20-minute meetings, but still not taking a lot of time, where Wendy and Sarah will just be sharing about what it is that we do in procurement. And also want to talk about giving you sort of a heads up, the contracts that we've got in the pipeline, just adding that in as a report so that you'll know what is coming up. We've tried to preview things as much as possible, but sometimes that's not always the case that we can do that, but just wanted to allow you to have the idea of what's coming down the pipe. And that is all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kalina. Super helpful to know that's on the horizon, and congratulations to everybody on their promotions and shuffling of roles. It sounds like there's some really good strategic internal planning going on, so appreciate the foresight on all of that. Okay, I think that covers it. And just in case anybody missed it, we did talk about in a work session keeping this committee as a Zoom because it is fairly short in duration and just felt more efficient than meeting in person. So if anybody has any feedback on that, feel free to let me know and I can forward that on. So, okay. Anything else? I'm not missing any raised hands. Okay. Sounds good, everyone. Thanks so much for your time. This meeting is adjourned. Thanks.